there. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Following Truth. I'm your host, Gary Zimak. I'm going to be here for the next 5 minutes. And today on the program, we're going to look at the gospel from today's daily mass, heaven and earth. We're going to talk a little bit about the differences between life on earth and life in heaven. We're going to see Jesus get challenged again. We see a lot of that. We've been hearing a lot of that lately in the Gospels. He's going to get challenged by the Sadducees this time with a question of that really talks about life on earth and practices on earth, and then looking at it from an eternal perspective. It has to do with marriage, and it has to do with some of the laws that were in place at the time of our Lord. So let's go right to it. It's Mark chapter 12, verses 18 through 27. Some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants, and the third likewise. And the seven left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, Are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly misled. Now, what's really interesting about this, the Sadducees don't believe in the resurrection anyway. And they're talking to Jesus about at the resurrection, what's going to happen. So they're skeptical. They're not buying anything he's teaching because they've already made up their mind that the resurrection is not real. There is not life after death. But what we can get from this is, and I think an important lesson, when Jesus literally talks about the fact that in the next life, marriage is, and I got to be really careful how I say this, because if you're married, as I am, you're not going to want to think about the fact that marriage is really an earthly institution. It's a sacrament initiated by Christ, but the purpose of marriage is for this life and to get us to heaven. Once we're in heaven, you're still going to be with those you love, including your spouse, but the sacrament of marriage is not necessary. Once you get to heaven, and marriage has two purposes. Number one, the procreation of children, and also that the spouses help one another to be able to obtain holiness and eventually reach heaven. So once you're in heaven, marriage as an earthly sacrament is no longer necessary. Again, the relationships are still there, but the marriage itself, because it's a different life, it's not an earthly life when we reach heaven. Marriage itself as a sacrament is not necessary. So the Lord's basically saying, look, marriage was created for this life. In the next life, it's going to be different. And, you know, it's hard for us to understand that because we don't fully grasp, or we can't fully grasp what life in heaven is going to be like. We might have an idea, we might be able to conjure up some sort of an idea, but we really don't know for sure. It's somewhat of an unclear idea in our minds, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So I just wanted to talk about this on the show, number one, because it is the gospel from today's daily mass, but number two, because I think it's good sometimes to think about why we practice certain things in this life and how our earthly life is going to be different than our heavenly life. Food's not going to be necessary either, you know? And then there's going to be no aches and pains. So these are good things. These are good changes. But life in heaven, is different than life on earth. That's really the message. It's going to be better, though. Can we fully understand it? No. But we can choose to place our trust in the words of Jesus. Have a great night. Talk to you next time.